3, 2, 1.
Life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it.
Hello, my name is Rick Napier, the CEO, president, 321 Biz Dev, located in Northern California, somewhere between Sacramento and San Francisco. And it's Monday. It's May 9th, the day after Mother's Day. And 321 Biz Development, I was just thinking last night, I need to have like a short line or like a tagline that talks, that really describes what we do and what we stand for. And it came to me probably about 4:30 this morning on the West Coast. And I said, work hard, work smart, have a strategy, and communicate often. And I said, that is a great tagline. And because at 321 Biz Dev, it is about working hard, working smart, and communicating often with the strategy. So people will start to see that tagline, work hard, work smart, have a strategy, and communicate often. See, I like that already. So the 321 live show, it's all about giving small business owners 5 to 7 minutes to talk about their companies, their products and services. And that fits in well with communicate often. And I got to tell people, when I was in corporate America and I was an operations manager for about 7 years and a sales manager for about 5 years, managing account executives, communicating often kept my staff out of trouble, kept me out of trouble with the higher ups, even though I was almost at the top of the food chain. It kept myself out of trouble for myself. And the company that I worked for, it was a health insurance company based in Los Angeles. And we sold group health products to small business owners, medium-sized companies, and large companies. And most of my focus was on the large companies. So yeah, communicating often fits in well with this 321 Live, because I'll just tell small business owners something. It's cool to have maybe, I mean, I know a lot of people don't do it, these 30-second commercials on radio. And it may be even cool to have like a little short clip of you and your business, your products and services, little videos on social media. But when small business owners can come on and talk about their companies for 5 to 7 minutes, or if you want a longer interview segment, we do have other packages where you can talk about your company for 20 to 30 minutes, a more extended type interview about your company. The point is that when you can talk about your company and listeners can hear it live, or they can hear the following recording episode. Let's say we do a 20-minute podcast episode with you and it's live. Well, that live version is then translated and uploaded into a recorded version. And that recorded version gets uploaded to 22 podcast platforms. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And so we wanted to do the 5 to 7 minutes because, you know, my experience tells me that a lot of white collar small business owners, and based on the history of our company interviewing people, we know that a lot of people have not done podcast interviews or been on the radio or sat in front of a TV cameras and things like that. So it's like it's refreshing to a lot of small business owners who we invite, and they say, "Hey, Rick, this is the first time that I've done a podcast episode. And I've been doing podcasting since, I want to say 2010, when this Stockton, California lady was doing this, it was some kind of show about, it was called The Lingerie Show. And it wasn't about lingerie, it was kind of risque type type podcast that she did, where they were talking about men and women, almost like The View, but better, better than The View, much better. And so I used to call in, and you know, guys call in, women would call in, and it was, and I said, this is cool. So I ended up getting a chance to meet the host before she moved to Washington State. And I haven't seen that podcast in a long time. It's been a long time, so maybe she stopped doing it. But that's the beauty of talking. Now with this technology, you can talk. You can be in Orlando, Florida, or you can be in Kennebunkport, Maine, and talk to the world. And 321 BizDev interviews have been all over the world. We've talked to, we had a past client in New Delhi, India, did a few episodes with her, did an episode with the real estate executive in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. That was cool. Did one with a Spanish professor and a person that had a tutoring business in Barcelona, Spain. You know, that was good. Let's see where else. Did several interviews with business owners in Canada. And I'm trying to think, is there any other? Oh, yeah, did one with a small business owner out of Denmark who just moved from Miami back to Denmark. So, yeah, talking about yourself, it does require some experience after a while, because everyone's kind of green, and it's I'm not going to say it's difficult or I'm not going to say it's easy, but when you start talking about your business for 5, 7, 10, 20 minutes, and you're not talking, you know, 100% of the time, 321 BizDev, myself, and the small business owner client or prospect, we are engaging in conversation. So we are engaging in conversation. So the people who want to call in, the number is 650-419-1505. I think that's the number. So the topic for today is business ideas versus business systems. And I wanted to do this episode because the majority of people, small business owners that we see at 321 BizDev, they run their companies or they create marketing plans based on sales ideas, business ideas. I guess it's really sales ideas versus sales systems. And the reason why people use business ideas or sales ideas is because they probably did not think it through. And when you use a sales idea versus a sales system, it can get quite expensive. And the business owner can miss a lot of revenue with a sales idea. An example of a sales idea, a person will say, okay, what I'll do is just run some ads, or I'll print these flyers, or I'll you know, put something out in front of my business, or I'll do some type of social media post. And yes, that's what I'll do. I'll do something. And doing something is better than doing nothing. So I just want to put that out there, disclaimer. It's better to do something. It's better to implement a sales idea than it is to do nothing. Because if you do nothing, most likely nothing will happen. But when you implement a sales idea and it's a flop, you'll say to yourself, oh, I won't do that again. Boy, that was expensive. I spent $5,000-$10,000 on something that didn't work. So through trial and error, people realize that sales ideas are not effective. But it's still hard to get to the sales system. So the business owner will try something different, or they will hear about something that Joe did, a competitor in, across the city or in another state, or they will download or listen to something on YouTube that lasts 20 minutes. And a person on YouTube, if you want to get the full package, you know, just send me $1,000 and you'll get the full package. Or, you know, it's just $4,999 and you'll get the full package and you'll get my personal coaching. So the person, you know, pays $1,000 and, or they pay the $4,999. They'll get a few downloads, some videos. And what they will discover is the videos may or may not be good, but the coaching part is very, very limited. In fact, when you go through the coaching, the person will never say, I will help you. I will help you implement what I just sold you as a training package. See, and that's the difference between them and 321 Biz Dev. We had a saying about 4 years ago, what we teach, we can do. So when people become 321 Biz Dev clients, our training program, not only do we walk you through each step, after we are done, especially if you have the business development piece, because some people just want the training package, and we let them know that, yeah, the training package, 6 to 9 hours at a certain cost. Yes, that'll give you the classroom version, and the classroom version is excellent. The 6 to 9 hour sessions, and they're not 6 to 9 hour continuous sessions. They are, you know, 2 hour sessions here, an hour and a half there, and we probably end up doing 3 to 4 sessions. Yeah, so that 6 to 9 hour session is available, but the business development piece just adds to it. And that's when small business owners see that we can help them find or set appointments. So yeah, so the business idea or the sales idea has a lot of risk and it's very expensive. Now contrast that with sales systems, business systems, sales systems. It's a much different story because as a consulting firm, one of the things we pride ourselves on, and one of the ways we differentiate ourselves from marketing companies, we tell people marketing companies, really all they want to do is get your money. And there's nothing illegal about a marketing company. You pay a marketing company if you want exposure, if you want social media exposure, if you want radio, television, print ad exposure, mailers. Those functions are all marketing. So we tell a small business owner prospects that, marketing is exactly what it is, exposure. 321 BizDev is a consulting company, and consulting companies, the underwriting sort of rule with consulting companies is whatever we recommend, it must work. See, consultants don't sell marketing packages. We see a problem, we have experience in the past in fixing that problem, therefore the problem gets fixed. Now, one of the things about consulting and 321 BizDev, the owner and or staff must participate. With marketing programs, the business does not have to participate. Just pay the money. We'll send out the flyers. We'll post the social media stuff. We'll make the 30-second videos. And we post it and we mail it and we see you on TV. We hear you on the radio and it's done. That's not the case with consulting firms. With a consulting firm, you are working with us. And what that means is contacting and prospecting. There's several entry points where the small business owner interacts with the prospect that wants to buy the law service, the accounting service, the CPA service, the dental service, the plastic surgery service, insurance service, or real estate service, or any traditional small business owner that sells a product or service valued at $500 or $1,000 and higher. So that's the main difference between a sales idea, which is very expensive, has a long learning curve, if the learning curve ever is reached, and a sales system. So anyway, I want to wrap up today's show with just saying thanks for listening in. And for people listening, the recording, thanks for that. Our podcast episodes are uploaded to 22 podcast platforms. And starting Wednesday, we'll be back to our regular time at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. And I had to do an early version today because I have another client live interview on another platform. So my name is Rick Napier, the president of 321 BizDev. Phone numbers are 415-465-1700 on the West Coast, or 917-580-7900 on the East Coast. And we do have special numbers for certain metropolitan areas. My website is 321bizdev.com. My email address is rick@321bizdev.com. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day.